do still think that they'll fall off. I still think the Giants will fall off down the stretch.
I think the Giants really have a big challenge coming to them. They got a red hot. Let me backtrack this. They got a really good Washington Commanders team coming at them.
I mean, well, why? We are red hot. 6-1 in the last 7 games.
That is a good record for Taylor Heineke. But I'm saying not red hot only because he did throw 2 picks in the last game. But he did. They still meant. Oh, sorry. 1 pick. My fault.
1 really terrible pick.
Yeah. But still, like, they managed to win the game even though he had, like, you know, a mediocre game himself. So that means it's a team effort as well. And they're doing it without guys who aren't there too. So
and what's wrong with that, with it being a team effort? You know, that's last
No, no, I, that's the best part about it. Yeah. That's why I think the Giants have a big test coming ahead of them.
I think when it comes to the Giants, we watched them play on Thursday night. I think they played the Cowboys really well up until the second half. And then it was just they were losing bodies left and right, man. Injuries were, I think the short week was creeping up on them. They had a lot more guys go down with injuries, and they had, what else happened? And I think offensively, Cowboys just kind of ran it down their throats with Zeke. And, it just showed that the Giants,
they don't have enough depth to last the full season.
They don't have enough depth. They're getting injured at the wrong time of the season. I think this is their toughest part of the season.
Well, there's like a misconception, man. Like
They played well. But they're also 0-2 in the division. And remember, the remainder stretch for them is basically all divisional games.
Well, my argument is going to be that there's always a misconception when it comes to injuries. Every team goes through injuries.
Cracking the Miller Lite there, my mans. Go ahead, crack that bitch. Yeah.
Crack that bitch. Shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin for the NFC East, baby.
What was he saying?
There's always, like, every team goes through injuries. There's always going to be injuries. Now, the good teams weather the storms, and they also get lucky. They don't lose them in, like, key areas, like, for example, quarterback.
Exactly.
You know, your leading DN. Playmakers. Yeah.
All the playmaking
positions. I mean, it's – I don't
– Well, I think there's also a lack of playmaking positions at the Giants in their offense. I mean, don't get me wrong, Saquon Barkley is really good, but really, they're going to need Odell.
This stretch down the actually, to be honest, I think these next 3 weeks are the Giants' seasons right here. So you got
Commanders,
then the Eagles, then the Commanders, possibly looking at, you could lose all three of those games. I think ideally best case scenario for the Giants is you're winning one out of those three games. So either way, it's going to be tough down the stretch for December for them. And, you know, when teams, Saquon hasn't been running the ball the same as he was in the beginning of the year. And, I mean,
is that due to injury at the O-line? Have they lost any linemen?
Yeah, they have. It's injury at the O-line, but also, you know, they don't have enough weapons on the outside that really scare you. So, as a defense, all you got to do is what? Just load the box and stop Saquon, right?
Their only deep threat is Darius Slayton, and he's not really a burner.
That's not a threat, man. That's like talking about the Bears and Darnell Mooney, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not worried about – who would be worried about Darius Slayton? That's the issue with that team right now, is that I don't think they have enough playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. On defense, they're getting it done. They're doing enough. But on offense, I just don't think they have enough playmakers. And I think, like, comparing them to the Commanders and us on our run, on offense, we actually do have the playmakers that they don't have. So I think that's really one difference between our two squads right now. And our defense is playing just a tad bit better.
That's going to be an interesting matchup. Remember, we were watching the final drive for the Falcons when they were playing the Commanders, marching in there. What do we yell at the TV to the defense?
Drop your nuts.
Drop your fucking nuts.
Drop your fucking nuts, and they fucking drop their nuts. You know,
Cameron Payne hurt us.
Yeah, Deron.
I mean, Deron Payne. Yeah, Deron Payne.
Big number 90, right?
Big number 94, man.
Now 94, give him 94 eels,
bro. 94 M's. That's what you better get. You better get some 94 M's in the bank account, man. Come March, bro. But yeah, no. I think we comfortably win at least one of the two games we play them. We play them back to back. Yeah, we play them, and then get a bye. We can play them again. But yeah, no. Speaking of dropping your nuts, like we saw our defense do that. And another team, other football, another side of the world. World Cup, another team that dropped their nuts, The United States dropped their nuts.
It's called soccer.
It is called soccer. It's called 100% soccer. It's called soccer until Saturday.
Shout out to soccer until Saturday.
We could take out Netherlands.
We can, but I mean...
The Netherlands.
So here's
They'll never be champions this year.
I got a question for you guys. Obviously, it's World Cup, you know, and anything's possible. But let's be honest, guys. Do you guys really believe this USA squad has a chance? Clearly, their best game played was against Iran, and they still, at times, look kind of sloppy.
So, does the USA have a chance to win it all? Hell no. Of course not. Probably not. We're here for the experience. We're trying to build our resume.
Because the real trip comes in 2026.
Yeah, when we host that bitch in our own stadium in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Championship game.
We play the World Cup final in the Death Vegas. Star. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not going to sing the national anthem. You know what they're going to sing?
I will be placing my bets.
America. Yeah.
This is what's going to be played.
Fuck yeah!
See, you know, that No Star Spangled Banner, we don't need a national anthem.
Nah,
that can be our national anthem.
Team America, maybe.
Yeah.
I would Team definitely America slug if I was at the World Cup. Yeah, you find me seated for the
football. Oh, guys, look.
Yeah, I'm not standing up.
I expect to be at every match. I already got a couple of Germany jerseys. I got I got a Dutch jersey.
Spain jersey.
Got USA gear.
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, it's easy. I'm going to be in every game cheering. I'm just going to have a set winner in my head, and I'm going to be cheering with those fans.
I'm going to be at the Portugal-Cameroon game wearing a Germany jersey with a USA hat, a Dutch pants, just going wild.
Why don't you just wear FIFA gear? That's what Rob Lowe would do. Yeah. Just we were in a FIFA hat.
FIFA hat.
They didn't cut the check. That's why.
Fuck FIFA. No, they gotta pay me for that.
They gotta pay me for that.
They definitely got.
I don't support corrupt organizations.
Yeah, but we're
say that as FIFA 23 is on my monitor.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here, but yeah, the USA. Like, I hope they surprise us, make it to the quarterfinal round. That'd be awesome.
This is their best chance to do it. I would think against a Netherlands side that is beatable. But it's just the finishing on our end, on the United States end. They just not enough players who can finish when inside the box. And, I mean, Weah did not have the best game. Sargent, I felt like he was balled out. Yeah. He deserved a goal.
He was like, I'm doing this for my country.
And just a lot of young guys. So as long as they can just really rally, play for one another, play together as a team, I think they'll have a chance. But again, there's sometimes a skill level difference. And right now, I mean, we only beat Iran 1-0. We've only scored 2 goals in this World Cup.
So that Iran game was our best game. And outside of the Wales game, we didn't let up any other goals. So we did play was England.
There was a penalty, yeah. I mean, Matt Turner's playing really good, but the defense is very shaky, and you could tell we're very young because we're not solid and holding our line. We commit too many people forward, and then we're susceptible on counterattacks, and then our defending in that last third gets pretty sloppy.
And like we're playing Iran too. Like obviously the skid, there's a definitely a talent level, talent Iran. Deficiency. Iran, yeah.
Iran. It's actually pronounced Iran.
Iran.
Shout out to Iran.
Iran. Yeah, like
no, but so I was talking to my one friend. He was telling me because he's from Iran. And he was telling me about the team. He said the coach there, he used to coach with Alex Ferguson at Man U. So like they really understand what it's like to like draw out games, like to keep it like, you know, because in the first half they weren't really attacking. They were just kind of feeling the game.
Yeah, they were.
And then they fell back and they had to start attacking. Mm-hmm. And then they really started like kicking it,
pushing it forward.
Towards the 70th minute.
Yeah, like seven. Really, 75th minute, 80th minute, that's when they start like really pushing it, like getting into the flow of a game. It's a little too late, you know.
That's like their style of play. But on the other side, the US, you know, since we got these young guys, they don't get cast out really. They just love running all over the place. But it is that lack of experience. I mean, the talent is there, it's just not probably as developed as, you know, I would say the Dutch or England. Yeah. But they're definitely on an upward trend. But that game against Holland is going to be a tough test, and I really think they can, you know, give them a run for their money. Shout out to USA.
Saturday at 10:30, I believe. Saturday 10 a.m. We got to find a bar, bro.
Shit, everywhere is a bar. It's America. Like, no, I'm kidding. No, it's not.
I mean, there's got to be a bar that's going to be open.
Damn, I'm gonna have to work out at like 6 a.m. then.
Watching that USA game. So, we'll see. I mean, other big headlines, I think Mexico got eliminated today.
Damn, Saudi Arabia, so unfortunate.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia scores a last-second goal against Mexico as Argentina and Poland. Argentina whoops Poland 2-0. And
Argentina took the walk to Poland today.
Yeah, they did.
They did take the walk to Poland,
for sure.
Shout out to Messi. He brought the walk to Poland. He got a bad penalty. Wojciech Szczesny actually, aside from letting up the two goals, was kind of like having a good game. He had 9 saves in the first half.
Wojciech is playing. He did enough to see his team into the second round, bro.
Yeah. Well, he also had that famous quote. He was like, I put, what's his name, on the bench, the former keeper that he replaced at Arsenal. I forget his name. I'm so sorry. I
don't even know.
Yeah.
I started following soccer when Wojciech was a goalkeeper.
Was a youngin. I remember
young
him.
Young blood. And then he got replaced by Peter Cech, the GOAT.
Yeah, and then he said, oh, when I got to Juve, I put Buffon on the bench.
He did. Damn. I mean, those are facts.
He did save a penalty.
Buffon was like 40 years old at the time. That doesn't even count.
Did he put him in the bench or not?
Yeah.
They send his ass to the bench and bring up Wojciech.
That's the type of guy Wojciech is.
Good job. He replaced somebody older than you.
It was a bullshit penalty. I mean, because he touched the ball first, and it's inside his little mini box.
It's all right.
Yeah, he's still saying. All I know is, ball don't lie, as we say in America.
I mean, I still got my money on Portugal winning it all. That team is really, their young talent is there. I mean, they still got Ronaldo there, so that's always always a plus. I just feel like it's their year. I really do. Ronaldo definitely got to be his last World Cup. 37. Yeah, it's definitely got to be his last one. So I don't see Argentina, maybe Brazil. I can see Brazil, but I mean not Messi. Neymar again goes down with an injury, so we'll see.
He'll be back for the round of 16.
They'll be good, but
we'll see how it goes.
He gets hurt again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, I got all my chips on Senegal or an African country or maybe Morocco.
Real one. Hey, no. Throw it on Senegal. Sorry. Senegal's got goal scorers, bro. I'm telling you.
They do got goal scorers.
They got the shooters. Shout out to Senegal.
The grudge match is on Friday.
Yes.
The grudge match is on Friday.
Ghana-Uruguay.
Ghana-Uruguay, the rematch.
I hate those niggas, man. I forget, bro. That was my 16th birthday. That was my 16th birthday when Luis Suarez had the infamous handball.
He did it for his country. He's like, do I do this sacrifice? And you know what?
They said he sacrificed. He sacrificed himself for the country. He really was the most hated man on a continent, dude.
Yeah.
That is very bold of him to do that, knowing he still has to pass.
You gotta go through airport customs.
I think that was in South Africa.
That was in Johannesburg, bro. Johannesburg's no joke, bro. That's a gangsterous city, man.
I don't know if it is,
bro. I don't know, but if you read Trevor Noah's book, man, they don't play in South Africa, bro.
So Ghana Uruguay on Friday.
Yeah,
I feel Ghana's got to win.
Ghana has to win.
They don't have a spot in the round of 16, correct? I don't think so.
I believe that... No, that was Senegal, actually.
Because Ghana, they beat South Korea, right?
Yeah. Ghana's in a position where I think a draw would advance them.
Yeah, I think they lost the first game and then won.
They lost it, by... Who else is in that? Switzerland?
Maybe? Or Denmark? Right now, give me one, so.
Man, it's a lot
I think Denmark got eliminated.
Denmark? I think
Denmark got limited. I think Australia
went through over Denmark.
So we got Netherlands at first place with 7 points. Senegal at 6 points. Ecuador.
We already know that.
No, that's the wrong group. So looking at Ghana's group. My bad.
You're just committing against.
Oh man, he saw the flag. He's like same colors.
I'm just reading.
One has black. Well, they both do.
Where we are, Ghana.
Bet you don't know the difference between the UK flag and the Australian flag.
You tell me.
I don't know. I mean, they're completely different.
So
the Australian flag literally is like a cropped image of the British flag in the left corner. It's like doing a Microsoft paint job.
when you're trying to paste two pictures together
for a PowerPoint slide.
Their group is Portugal at 6 points at first place, Ghana third place with 3 points, South Korea 1 point, Uruguay 1 point.
So Ghana is in second place. South Korea is in third place.
So Uruguay, it looks like they have to score 3 goals and win the game in order to get into this game because they have negative two goal differential.
Yeah, Ghana just has to draw.
Definitely, Ghana just has to draw. Definitely couldn't take the under in this game.
Yeah, Portugal's going to play South Korea.
I'm doing 1-0.
Yeah, it's boring style of football, but like, no, fuck them.
Under and a draw.
Fuck them.
I'm going to just do the under and a draw.
They deserve to get kicked out the tournament in a goalless draw.
Oh, and no shout out to my guy Bruno Fernandes. Stole a goal from Ronaldo. I have the anytime, you know, goal scorer.
Yeah, anytime. You said betting on Ronaldo even now.
How about shame on Ronaldo for missing that easy ass header?
No. They gave him the goal. Then they announced in the stadium it was a Bruno Fernandes goal.
It was.
And then a couple days later, they're like, no. We're very sorry. It's actually a Ronaldo goal. How am I going to explain that to FanDuel?
Wait, it is?
That's what it said outside. Yeah, I swear to God. I'm fine for you.
Goddamn.
How am I going to explain that to FanDuel?
Hey, look.
Can you get a lawyer?
Hey, that's why gambling is haram.
No, I just talked to him. I'm sure FanDuel.
That's why gambling is haram.
Hey, yeah, you know what? You win some, you lose some. You live to fight another day.
You live to fight another day? That's what we hear.
Yo, threaten to shut him down with litigation.
No.
They've
already been nice to me.
I did see a report, man. I don't know if this is true, but Ronaldo wants to sign with a Saudi Arabian club.
Oh shit.
$200 million a year.
Yeah, for $200 million a year.
So I don't believe that.
I don't think he'll sell his soul.
His family. Yeah, first of all, his wife won't be allowed to do what she's doing.
It's Ronaldo.
They're not going to say shit. It's MBS. Shout out to MBS. She's going to be like, Ronaldo, yeah. Bro. He's like, Ronaldo's my boy, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Bro, she's our first of all, her wife is Argentinian. So
Are you trying to put some conspiracy theories?
Is his wife rocking a Messi jersey around the house while he's out in Qatar?
Is that what you're saying?
No. I promise you, man. They don't care that much.
Mrs. Ronaldo, please don't do this to my goat. Ronaldo.
Mrs. Ronaldo, where is your clothes?
No, but
is it Mrs. Georgina or George?
I don't know.
I don't know her name. I'm sure she has a very beautiful name, just like Ronaldo's beautiful
name. She's bad.
Just like Ronaldo's beautiful
name. She's
gorgeous. But I'll say this. Ronaldo left Man U just at the start of the World Cup in a mutual agreement, so he just left the team.
They kicked him off that bitch.
No. He needed more play time. He has a huge contract as well. He's 37 years old.
Dog, they forced him out.
I mean, well, the coach didn't have him in the game plan.
I feel like
the team was working well without him. So,
I feel like he forced himself out because
He definitely did. Like, really,
mutual agreement is another word for fired.
He is the GOAT. He could just leave and go anywhere.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah, it's not like he's Harry Maguire where he's like, oh, I'm choosing to leave.
It's not like
they're
saying we're good without your services. Man U is definitely not better without
your
services.
Thank you for your services.
Yeah. Like, we don't need you anymore. No, we can definitely use you.
But he has a huge contract, so I think the favorites to get sign him or enter Miami, David Beckham's team. But, you know, apparently the most expensive player in the MLS transfer market was like sold for $16 million this last season. I don't fucking know. I heard that in the USA game. But anyways, it makes sense that he would go to Saudi Arabia because they're going to give him a shit ton of money. I mean, all these South American players went to go play in China. I mean, Carlos Tevez was making $750K a week in China.
You know what's crazy? A lot of these guys, especially like all these fans from different parts of the world coming into Qatar, has actually seen the Middle East. Wow, this place is really nice. They probably thought it was all tents and camels.
I think, yeah, no. To your point, I was actually watching a couple of YouTube videos about this and, like, why Qatar even decided to host the World Cup. Like, I mean, Saudi Arabia could have done it. It's, like, something for Dubai.
I would have been a proponent to like, have it all over the Middle East. Like,
yeah.
How they would have done
They did that with Japan and Korea in 2002.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Do a region.
So I think what Qatar did, I mean, obviously they put in like
a bunch of shit. They put in a lot of money.
Yeah, for like $300 billion into building infrastructure, stadiums. But
one of the smallest countries in
highways,
that area.
Highways, rail systems and stuff like that. So, okay, I mean,
beautiful
yeah.
innovation and,
yeah.
and architecture.
Don't get
everything
me wrong.
Looks amazing.
And I think it's perfect for the Middle East and the Arab world to kind of, like, open up to the West and, like, show the West, like, how beautiful the culture is
yes.
and stuff like that.
Because there's a bad conception that,
yeah.
you know, where they're
like,
the Middle
tents
East.
And camels,
yeah, exactly.
just oil,
most
like,
yeah.
terrorists.
Degrading women, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's just like, you go there, I mean, you get to experience a completely different culture, like, a culture that you don't know much about. And,
exactly.
Like, and you're probably hearing, like, really bad things about it.
And then
know?
And then people are complaining, like, oh, you can't drink at the stadiums. It's like, yeah, but you can drink outside the stadium.
You
so
can
so
drink
stop,
outside the stadium.
So stop
yeah.
being a little bitch and drink outside
exactly.
the stadium.
Exactly. You like, can find places to drink. Like, I mean,
yeah, because they're used to just trashing their stadiums and stuff
yeah.
like that, like, puking everywhere.
It's different. Yeah, exactly.
None of that shit over there. It's safe. Clean. Yeah, it's safe.
It's safe and it's clean.
One thing, when we were in Dubai last year, leaving the club at 2 or 3 in the morning, I don't feel like somebody's going to fight me.
It's literally I feel so safe on the
streets, man.
Are you
so safe on the streets.
America literally is dog shit compared to.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, so it's different for us since we, like, literally just came back from the Middle East and just, like, experiencing how life is out there. It's such a different, like, it's a really big perspective switch, literally on the other side of the world. So it's really cool experiencing that. And I really hope that whoever is out there in Qatar from the Western world, Europe, South America, and the Americas, I really hope you guys enjoy it. And definitely go back. Go check out Qatar sometime. I really think Qatar is going to be really a big future for the Middle East and the Arab world when it comes to tourism.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
it's going to be Doha and stuff.
They're very
bigger than Dubai.
And Qatar is very pro-America, like, compared to all the other like nations out there. A lot of them are more British, pro-British.
Yeah, there's a lot of American corporations invested in Qatar. Mm-hmm. In Qatar.
Yeah, a lot of American.
Let me stop saying Qatar. Qatar.
Yeah, say like a real nigga, you know?
Yeah, like a real nigga.
And I want to give a non-shout out to the person who protested and, you know, violated Qatar's rules. Hey, get this guy out of here.
Yeah, look. He's not gonna die. Like I see the memes. It's funny. Like it's hilarious to laugh at. They're not gonna execute him, bro. They're just gonna kick him out of the country.
I mean,
that's what they do down there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like what you're protesting is right, but at the same time, like you can't do that in that country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. You don't even know them like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's stupid. No,
their censorship. You have to understand their censorship in that part of the world. If you do stuff like that, you have to pay the price.
And yeah,
people understand. Like if you're looking at it from like. You're doing it out of your like own self-interest and stuff like that. I mean,
you're kind of just being a douchebag.
Yeah, you're kind of being a
really stupid,
on
selfish
international
person.
Stage. Yeah. And it's not a good look for your country.
You stop the game.
It's really not a good look for your country.
You stop the game. You fuck it up for all security guards there who are doing a hard job maintaining everything else. They got to worry about you jumping out of the fucking stand acting like a fool.
Yo, not only that, you kill the momentum of whichever team is like has the momentum at that point.
Exactly.
You
just, and my thing is, why did you go? Because like you doing that,
you wasted a lot of money.
You wasted a lot of money that gets to their economy. That you supported, so why just to
and
go
then now you probably got to pay legal fees
and you got deported, so like whatever message you like I just
bro I mean good luck getting a visa
what
I'm saying,
good luck getting your activist group to come bail you out.
I mean I guess, but I digress from that, man.
So do I,
but like I said,
no shout out to you.
I think I really wish we would have been able to go, man. Like I just
Hey, man, 2026.
Being in the Arab world like that, and just like just how we were living in Dubai last year, man. This time last year, how we were doing it, I just can't imagine like how imagine all the players we could have like ran into.
You could have, yeah.
Like imagine all the players we would
have
ran into.
What's crazy is a lot of these players that you see in the La Liga, the Premier League, you know, Serie A, they all vacation in Dubai.
They
vacation
out there
in the off season.
Yeah.
Time. If you guys are taking a trip out to Dubai, Middle East, get yourself out there.
Gonna be.
I'm trying to go. I'm ready to go back, bro.
Egypt and Saudi Arabia put in a bid to host the World Cup in 2030. Shit, my parents.
Well, we'll see
Egypt
how this one goes. There's still a lot of time left, but so far so good. I feel like the ratings are looking good. I feel like there hasn't been any really big problems outside of the stupid stuff that media wants to cover.
And don't lie bet any goal scorers.
Don't lie,
never.
Yeah. Take that.
I don't even know who's gonna score. Y'all don't even know half the.
It's hard enough to predict people to score in the NFL, where scoring happens frequently. Don't do that shit in soccer, where you can you can end the game with 0-0 draw.
Unless you're betting on the United States, because the United States is gonna the goal.
Pulisic, Tim Weah.
Pulisic, Tim Weah, and Sargent.
Sargent.
Those are the only three niggas who are getting goals.
Like, I haven't seen Sargent shoot the ball at all.
He shot the ball hella last game.
He's more of like a playmaking striker, I believe. But I mean, I don't know. I haven't really seen him play.
But Tim Weah was very disappointing to me the last game. I'll tell you that much.
And I'll say this one thing about the USA team: if they really drop the bag like this, I think. They really are dropping the bag with not starting or even playing Gio Reyna.
Oh,
he's really good, and he's not playing at all. I think I could be completely wrong. I don't know if it's some sort of like disconnect with him and the coach. I'm not sure what it is, because it makes no sense to have a really good player sit on the bench. You have all the other good players playing. Like Weston McKennie's playing really well. Pulisic is playing really well.
I'm not a big fan of Weston McKennie.
He plays in Juve, so I'm assuming he plays well.
I understand he plays in Juve, yes. I heard he plays in Juve. But just like from all I'm seeing, he's not really the other guy. The big dude, Robinson, I think his last name is. I think he's number 5. He's our best defender in my
I like opinion. Tyler Adams, who's very animated.
Tyler Adams as well. He's what, 22, I think.
Yeah, I remember when
very young guy, man.
I remember when Iran gave him the foul and he had the ball. The guy was trying, I think it was Ali Golazadeh.
He tried to get him to throw it in, and he's just like, bro, it's our ball. I'll throw it in when I want to.
And
then
the guy knocks the ball in his head, and he's like, ref, look at this guy. I can read his lips. Like,
the Iranians complaining was
they were begging the goal, the ref for the penalty. Please, please, my friend, please, please.
Please.
Like, I mean, I saw a meme. It was like
5 minutes they were begging him. I was like, dude, is he actually gonna review it?
Bro, that was first of all, that was a terrible flop. Like, man, he'd been watching too much LeBron James.
And shout out to Ali Golazadeh. He nutmeg someone on USA. That guy's nice. He's got good dribbling skills.
I mean, yeah, the Iran's gonna be they're gonna be around, bro. They got some good players.
They're unlimited, unfortunately.
Yeah, but, I mean,
shout out to Iran. Shout out to the people of Iran.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, power to the people, you know, like, Iranian government, what you're doing is fucked up. Hey, you know what I'm saying? The world knows. We all know what's up. So, yo, power to the Iranian women, power to the Iranian people.
The market, you know. 100%, 100%. So, Omar over here trying to produce and wants us to continue on, talk about NFL.
Bro, imagine
we'll do that. We'll
go back into NFL. But just to let you know, Omar, if you were a coach on the sideline, I would not know what signal you're calling.
Yeah, I was so confused on the play.
I gotta change up the play.
Wait, all out blitz?
I bet. No idea. We're trying to go over to. But yeah, now let's roll back into some NFL. Talk about week 12. Thanksgiving Day football we had. I remember when we were recording last week, man, we were watching the Bills and Lions game. That one ended in a really great last-second field goal attempt for the Bills. Ended up winning that one.
The Lions lose in the most Lion way possible.
Yeah, I mean, what's new for the Lions? What's new for Jared Goff and the Lions?
One thing we learned about the Lions, they can play the shootout game, but they can't win it.
It's really Jared Goff, because I mean they could have won that game. They had DJ Chark running streaking down the sideline, and he just throws a back shoulder fade to him. And Jared Goff, what are you doing, man? Like, hit your man on target. And that was on a 3rd and 1 too, where they would have taken they had 2 timeouts, and they could have ran down the clock and kicked the game tying field goal, and then went to overtime. But alas, they left time on the clock for Josh Allen.
Too much time on the clock for Josh Allen.
Too much time on the clock for Josh Allen. And actually, we had a really good Thursday night game, too, between the Patriots and the Vikings, man. I was actually very surprised at how piss poor the Vikings played the last 2 weeks. Defense, Mac Jones was picking their defense apart. However, the Vikings did hold on to win 33-26. They had a return touchdown in that game. I think it was Justin Jefferson. Yeah, Justin Jefferson had a monster game as well. Nah, he didn't return it. He didn't return nothing. I wish. If he did, he'd be him.
Boy.
He'd be him. He
very much.
But he also had a monster game. Kirk balled out as well.
Patriots really shot themselves in the foot.
They did. They got cheese too on apparently a Hunter Henry.
Oh yeah,
touchdown, no touchdown thing where he didn't control the ball going to the ground.
Is that more like homeboy who played for the Steelers?
Yeah, Jesse James. It's literally the reverse Jesse James. It happened to him. It literally happened to Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
But I just didn't expect Mac Jones to ball out on the Vikings defense like that. That's a team that I thought was really one of the classes of the NFC and of the NFL matter.
Just like the Eagles, they have problems with the secondary.
And I just feel like their defense kind of fell apart, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, their defense hasn't been really good this year.
They had a few games, like the Buffalo game where Patrick Peterson is a game-winning pick, I believe.
The thing is, like, it's like a bad couple of games, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a stretch. They're in a bad stretch right now. Like, they gave up a lot of points to the Bills, they gave up a lot of points to the Cowboys, and then they gave up a lot of... I mean, but the 26 is not a lot of points, but it's a lot of points for the Patriots.
I mean, Mac Jones was going off on them. Like, he was hitting wide receivers wide open left and right. Like, I did not.
Yeah.
It was not what I expected out of that game. But with that being said, I still think, I mean, Eagles were able to handle the Packers. Actually, the Eagles, they had themselves quite a freaking barn burner on Sunday night, too, against the Packers. although you guys kind of handled, were in control most of the game, Packers still kind of like gave you some fits here and there, where, I mean, at the beginning of the game, it looked like they were able to drive the ball, mix it up on you guys with run and pass. It looked like you guys just couldn't stop the run with Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon.
Well, I mean, the narrative will look different, or, you know, will make you think that because of a lot of the short fields that the Packers had to work with. The Eagles kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit in the first half. They had a chance to kind of pull away from that game early, kept the Packers in it. And I don't know. I feel like Aaron Rodgers has a lot of confidence every time he plays the Eagles. Like, his confidence is high. They even said it in Sunday Night Football that Aaron Rodgers mentioned the 2016 NFC Championship run they had and started with a win in Philadelphia, you know, right after Thanksgiving. So his confidence is sky high. I mean, he was making throws, but he was hurt.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting hurt and leaving the game early, so that kind of helped the Eagles out. But I'll tell you what about the Packers, though. Their future is looking bright.
At least we finally got to see their future with freaking Christian Watson. Seems like he's finally getting the hang of stuff. He had another touchdown this game, long catch and run. And Jordan Love had to come in and spell Aaron Rodgers, and he looked the par. You know, he had that one flash start last year against the Chiefs when Rodgers was out with COVID. Didn't look great in that game, but he looked the part. Even Darius Slay said that guy was slinging the ball. So some praise from a great player in the NFL and Darius Slay for the young signal caller for the Packers here. Now, so I'm really excited to see what the future holds. And it's going to be interesting because Matt LaFleur still has not said whether or not Aaron Rodgers will miss any time. So we won't know.
Aaron Rodgers himself believes he's fine.
I mean, I think he's fine, too. I think
he's an athlete, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm going to fucking play.
It's just going to be interesting to see what they do with Aaron Rodgers now. He drafted in 2018. Jordan Love was drafted in 2018 or 2019. I forgot which year.
I believe he's on his third year.
He's on his third year.
He's 24 years old.
Okay. So he was drafted in 20.
He had to be 21 he was drafted, right?
Yeah. Okay, I think he was drafted 2020 then. I think he possibly was drafted 2020.
He was drafted the same year we drafted Jalen Reagor, COVID year.
Okay, so 2020 he was drafted. So I think it's getting about that time where, I mean, next year I think you have to think about playing Jordan Love if you're the Green Bay Packers. I just think now, especially Aaron Rodgers showing signs of, like, old age, like getting hurt here and there.
2020, round one, first round pick, 26.
Yeah, so I think next year is definitely the year you got to unleash him.
He kind of looks like Alan Lazard, too. Looks like they could be brothers.
He does.
I'll say one thing about the Eagles' defense. We really did fuck up a lot. Like, 33 points is a lot. And most importantly...
You guys had a few injuries in the secondary as well.
Yeah, we lost CJ Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Shout out to you. Hope you get well. Show for the playoffs. And on the bright side as well... we had Reed Blankenship come in, stepped up big. He got a pick, and we'll find out some more in a couple of weeks how well he's gonna be, how good he really is.
Yeah, and then Jordan Davis. I think he's
a bright spot because our coaches have been talking about him all during the offseason.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, Reed Blankenship. Yeah, he's been making plays all through the preseason.
He's a rookie, right? I believe
he's a rookie, undrafted rookie from Middle Tennessee, 5-year starter.
No way, bro. That's amazing. And then the other thing, speaking of another rookie, Jordan Davis just got cleared to play. So I'm hoping that's going to patch up some big roles in the run game, especially because we got Derrick Henry coming to town.
Yeah, Avante Maddox should be back within the next 2 weeks. And that's big as well. Goddard as well in 2 weeks.
That's big as well. We need Avante Maddox also there to cover that little inside middle spot that they keep throwing to. And really, I think it's time to start playing some younger players, especially Nicobe Dean. I know we got him on special teams. Special teams, by the way, is like our worst.
Garbage.
It's
because we have three running backs on special teams.
Yeah. Trey Sermon, fucking Boston Scott.
Boston Scott's on kickoff coverage.
And Gainwell. Like, come on. What? All right, no, but like, I want to see Nicobe Dean play linebacker. Maybe he can take a spot away from, you know, Kaiser White, who's having an average season. You know what I'm saying?
I still think Nicobe Dean's kind of undersized. Very undersized. Even when you look at him, like, he looks very undersized. So
number 17 also makes you look small, too.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
But let him play. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, if we get...
He might not be ready yet, you know. He might not be ready yet. Because I know, like, for the Commanders, for example, like, we have a linebacker. It took him a while before he started, like, getting the hang of things, and Jamin Davis.
Is he a rookie?
He was a rookie last year.
Oh, so, okay, so you're in his second year.
It took him, yeah, it took him definitely. But he started, he was benched a few times last year,
yeah,
too.
We saw when we both played Monday Night Football when Cole Hogan was up.
Yeah. So, I mean, Jamin Davis has been big time for us this year. And, you know, some of these guys you guys have signed, I don't know about T.J. Edwards, but I know Kaiser White, that's like 1 year contract. So, definitely N'Kobe Dean, like, you know,
bring him in. So, he signed 1 year.
Yeah, exactly why you signed him 1 year. Yeah. You wait down the and see what you got following years down the line and see what you have in N'Kobe Dean. But right now, I wouldn't be, like, too worried about the Eagles. Right now, I think the Packers are all but done in the playoffs. I don't think there's any shot for them. Sitting at 4-8.
They play the Bears next.
They play the Bears next, yeah.
Potential get-right game? I don't know.
It's not looking real good for the Packers. Another team I was going to talk about, big upset we had, was the Ravens and the Jaguars. Jaguars get a huge one in Duval.
I knew this was a trap game.
You had a feeling? Duval. I did. I talked about it. We had Ahmed on the show last week when we talked about it. About how, like, the Jaguars and Ravens kind of, you feel like they always play each other close. I don't know if that's 100% true, but I do know, like, the last few years they played each other, there's been very scrappy games. I don't know if the Jaguars got any wins in those, but I know they've been scrappy. They're definitely due one.
I'll tell you what, Doug Peterson, when he plays Jim Harbaugh, it's a scrappy game. Back in 2016, when's his rookie year? Eagles were down 27-20 with under a minute left. Went to take them all the way down the field, scored the touchdown, and then they go for two, but they didn't get the 2-point conversion.
And this was payback because they got
this is payback. They got the 2-point this time, so they won it
28-27. They got
27. Yeah.
It was another fourth quarter collapse for the Ravens.
Sheesh.
I think that makes 4 or 5 on the year for them. They're still leading atop the AFC North at 7-4, but now with the Bengals coming off a huge win in Tennessee, big win for the Bengals in Tennessee. Ravens and Bengals are tied for division lead at 7-4. Browns also another upset. They get a W at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right on time for Deshaun Watson to make his comeback, and maybe possibly, never know. There's 6 games left. Who knows with the Browns, man? They can make a run with Deshaun Watson now. Who knows?
I think the fact that they beat the Bengals was really, really important for them. Joe Burrow, for some reason, can't beat the Bengals. I'm sorry, the Browns. Like you said,
is really important.
Division games are important. Like Deshaun Watson important, might bring a new aspect to the team.
But the thing is, it's kind of too little too late because I'm looking at the records right now. Browns are sitting there at 4-7. Yeah, I
hypothetically, understand. If they win every game from here to the end of the season.
Yeah, but
5 more wins. I think you can.
They can
miss. You'll be in the hunt.
They can miss the playoffs at 10-7.
Like, yeah, because you have the AFC East where every team. It's just like the NFC East where it's like the lowest. The last place has six wins.
Jets steal that spot from them.
Well, because, the Jets have the head-to-head tiebreaker, too, beating them.
And then you have the Chargers in the AFC West at 6-5.
Chargers, I feel like, aren't a serious team.
They're not a good team.
They got a big win.
They barely survive every game.
You're right. They managed to, like, just turn the tables on the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are bad.
They also had to go for two at the end of the game to win it against the Cardinals, so.
It was the right decision.
Yeah.
Because they knew, like, right away, like, yo, if we don't go for two, we're going to lose the game.
Yeah, we're going to lose the game.
If we give them the ball back, we're losing the game. It's because they're just, still, same story. Same old song and dance of not having their playmakers out there. Keenan Allen came back.
Actually, now when I look at the board, it's quite a few upsets we had. Raiders go into Seattle and shock the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. The Josh Jacobs overtime walk-off.
Shootout. Yeah, overtime walk-off. 86-yard touchdown run for Josh Jacobs. It's literally a runoff.
He ran home with that bitch.
He ran
in back-to-back weeks.
Back-to-back. See, this is why, like, going into that week, I had a good feeling about the Raiders. I thought that win against the Broncos last week in overtime was huge, and it took a huge monkey off the Raiders' back. And now back-to-back overtime wins, and especially with an offensive explosion as they had in Seattle, I think the Raiders are going to be a tough team down the stretch to play, and they could be really – I mean, their season's done for. There's also 4-7.
Well, they jumped.
They could definitely be some spoilers.
Yeah, they're going to be spoilers. They jumped the danger witch in the division, Broncos.
Because
because
the Danger Witch couldn't even beat the lowly Carolina Panthers.
Terrible. They let Sam Darnold beat them.
Man, let's take a sec to freaking talk about it. And I mean, I feel like we don't harp on it enough, and like we did in the beginning of the year, but it's kind of like, oh, fun and games and stuff like that. But like, what an absolute train wreck and joke that Russell Wilson put himself through to go to the Denver Broncos, right?
It's like you're probably the most hated guy in town is what I feel like the vibe is.
He was the most loved guy in town.
And now
in Denver, most hated guy in Seattle, and now he's definitely the most hated guy around because his whole persona, like he went there and people just realized you weren't who you said you were.
Fraud.
You're a fraud. Yeah. You know, you're a marketing quarterback.
He's just a really good marketing.
Social media. He's a social media quarterback.
He's a social media quarterback.
Like, I don't want to hear about the real social media quarterback is this man, Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Who said that about him? I think they said that Justin Herbert.
Emmanuel Acho said that about Justin Herbert, which I don't know.
He's a big time hater, bro. Like,
he is a big time hater. And it's funny.
He always has, like, the hating takes.
Justin Herbert. He played in
the NFL and got cut, like, right away.
He played for the Eagles, and then he hates the Eagles. He said the he was misdiagnosed. His injury was misdiagnosed by the medical. It's like, bro, that happens a lot.
I love when people say their injury was misdiagnosed by the medical people.
Difference is,
like, bro, you got hurt. Like, you know what I mean? It happens.
Difference is between him and the rest of the league is that he's not Trent Williams, and
he's not Trent Williams. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're not Trent Williams, bro. I'm sorry.
You're not all pro, top of your class, baby. You know, when you are, then come back with my injury was misdiagnosed. All right. But for now, nah, fuck you, dude. You suck.
Yeah, but the fucking Panthers beat goddamn Danger Witch, man.
Yeah, Panthers beat Dangerous. And now, like, look at the AFC South, man. Like, I mean, not AFC South, but AFC West. Who would have predicted this at this? We knew it would be competitive. But it turned out not competitive.
They're like competing for like who's the most disappointing team, at least.
It's only a 3-team race on who's the most disappointing team between the Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos.
And I think the Texans.
And it's really
more
who's
points.
The least disappointing.
Yeah, I feel like the Chiefs are just so bored with their division.
100%.
Like, yeah, we could just cakewalk this.
They literally let Homeboy score a touchdown, the backup quarterback for the Rams. They let him throw a touchdown on them. Like, hey, you can have that. We're still going to beat you by like 2 score.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Chiefs cakewalk the Rams. Rams also, I mean, that's a story for another day. It feels like we haven't been beating up on the Rams as much because they're injured, you know. You know, they're injured all over the place. They don't even have
We knew they were frauds before they won the ring.
So look, we did. Okay. We didn't even think they were legitimate.
I like to compare the Eagles and the Rams together because I feel like the teams we see today started ascending around the same time, like, you know, McVay and Doug Peterson, you know. So I like to compare the two Super Bowl champions together.
Well, we got it before him, that's for sure.
Yeah, we did. But the following year, we dealt with a lot of injuries, and we fought our way into the playoffs. This team is not showing any fight. They're like, chilling. I think it's because they're in L.A. It's the market.
Their quarterback, he fell off the face of this earth.
They don't have an offensive line.
With a Wentz, you know, a young Wentz, a young quarterback coming off of a major injury.
What's Stafford on? His 10th year?
Yeah, like 10th, 13th year.
Oh, he should be lighting it up.
Well, I mean, he's also on his, like, 10th offensive line rotation.
Stafford had 1 year where he lit it up, 2 years where he lit it up, really. 2011 and this past Super Bowl year. Those are it.
He doesn't have Cooper
Kupp. And then he has mediocre years all around.
Yeah, I don't get it.
No Cooper Kupp. I mean, yeah, they're just injured all around. But you know who should be getting a lot of blame is Jalen Ramsey, and I don't hear a lot of people like, I don't hear him as much like.
I feel like they trash.
He's not good. He's just not good. He's Josh Norman.
Josh Norman 2.0. What's his name? Trayvon Diggs way more than Jalen Ramsey. When really, I think Trayvon Diggs is way better.
Right now, 100%. Trayvon Diggs is way better.
Yeah, right now.
I had the agenda where
We hate the Cowboys, but shout out to their players. They're good.
We're biased. We hate the Cowboys.
I'm not gonna disrespect your players
for having a star in his helmet. Yeah. But you know what? He's a goddamn good player.
He's a goddamn boss.
Yeah, Trayvon Diggs, same thing.
Same thing.
He got star in his head.
I might call Zeke Elliott. Dak Prescott
might be mid. Dak Prescott still might be mid for all I know.
Yeah.
One thing you could say about the Cowboys is like they play really well together as a team. And like, you know what I'm saying?
They're scary. They scare me.
There's a lot of like, you know, we conversation in Dallas. There's a lot of me conversation in LA, talking about, you know, the Rams, as in
Jalen Ramsey.
I'm him. Not to mention, like, yeah, Aaron Donald, as great as he is,
that's
like,
the best player he's a high on head. Your team.
Like, sometimes, he'll, you know what I'm saying? You'll see games where Aaron Donald gets a 15-yard pass. I don't know if it happened recently, but
I think he beat up Brady.
It's a different type of environment in Dallas versus LA. LA, and like, that's why, like, the Lakers. They won a championship ring in the bubble. They couldn't follow it up the next year.
It's just
bounced out immediately in the playoffs.
It's just funny how they also opened up SoFi Stadium, and then they host the Super Bowl. And it's like, oh, you know what? We got the Rams winning the ring.
Bro, that's the San Francisco 49ers neutral site, SoFi Stadium. That's literally the 49ers neutral site.
When the owner comes in, who's house?
That's literally their B stadium, bro.
You know
that's
their chant? Who's the backup house? Stadium for
like
49ers house.
49ers house. Niners house.
Jimmy G's house.
Jimmy G's house.
That's right.
But no, Jimmy, like, that, to your point where you're talking about, like, a lot of these teams, like, right now, going into the last month of the season, again, I harp on every time. This is one of my favorite times of the year. I can't believe we've made it this far. Like, we're at week 13. Just the other day, I remember us getting excited for week one. We're already 13 weeks into the season.
And I'm going to take back, like, literally most of my picks.
Yeah, you know,
from before the season started.
A lot of surprises we have up here, like Dolphins sitting up top, the AFC.
The entire NFC East.
The entire NFC East. Entire NFC East. Yeah.
I did not know the Eagles were going to be this good. I honestly trashed the Cowboys. I didn't think. Yeah. Oh, shout out to you.
I didn't know we were going to be like 10-1. I thought we were going to be like 8-8.
I knew the Eagles were going to be good.
I thought like
8-3. Something.
We were seriously like a mid table team last season. Like, we were better than the bad teams.
But this is a big step up.
Yeah. I thought about this.
But we weren't good enough to play against the good team.
We got our ninth win in 2022 last year, in January 2022.
Like, look at that.
We have 10 wins, and it's not even December yet.
And shout out to the extended schedule, because that's literally, I think, gave us, like, you know, more time to look at the team and be like,
we were 9-7.
Commanders.
Yeah, we were 9-7 in week 17.
Giants, yeah, Giants, I feel like, I definitely dismissed the Giants. I thought it was going to be a rebuild year. I didn't see them winning more than 4 games.
I thought with Wentz, like, really, everybody in our division has 7 wins.
I said in the beginning of the podcast.
Right now, I can see, like, that's exactly where I felt we should be at this point in the season, to be honest. Yeah. So
You are.
And we won games that I thought we should not have won, and we have won games that I thought we should not have won. Like, the 6-1 streak, I could have told you 3 games we should have lost.
Yeah, that streak. Not to toot my horn. I was, for the most part, right about the NFC East. I said the Giants would take a step up.
Obviously,
yeah, you did. Yeah. I
thought they at least have 7 wins. I remember at least saying that, and I was right about them. I told them, like, new head coach, like, trust me, there's gonna be some shifts. Now we'll see how they finish off the season.
I'll say this: I was completely wrong about the fucking
NFC North kind of falling apart.
Yeah, completely wrong about the Packers.
Completely wrong with the AFC.
About the Buccaneers too, like 5-6 at the top of your division.
Yeah, I mean, they're still clearly gonna win that division. I think they might make it interesting, and then I really hope that Falcons somehow are able to win that division. Makes the playoffs a little easier. But yeah, AFC North, I think it comes down to the end of the season. A lot of division battles. I still think the Bengals right now are doing what it takes, are kind of showing themselves to be this contender, and they're kind of proving that their Super Bowl run last year was no fluke, that win against the Tennessee Titans on the road was a huge win, and that's what you need to do, and that's what you need to do if you want to be a playoff team and you want to be a contender. Titans still a very tough team, so I still think you got to worry about them. Chiefs, obviously, class of the crop, cream of the crop, I should say, of the AFC. And Jets, man, shout out to the Jets. All the Eastern teams, man. All the teams on the East, on the AFC and the NFC, man. I don't know.
They literally dominate
the
playoff picture right now.
They're dominating the field.
The playoff picture has Eagles, Vikings, 49ers, Buccaneers, Cowboys, Giants, Commanders. I think Commanders and Giants play each other this week. That's spot switches.
Like I said, man, this is why it's a very interesting time and a very crucial time for our team. And I hope that Rivera's harping on his guys to realize, like, the opportunity they have in front of them. I know they're taking this one game at a time approach, which I'll accept. And this can really win us some games, and it could really put us in a spot where you haven't been in a while.
Packers are still in the hunt.
man, like, it's just not going to happen for the Packers. But if we win these next two against the Giants, then I think we're a virtual lock to make the playoffs with three games left. We're a virtual lock to make the playoffs. I think if you, like, I think I looked at some playoff predictions and stuff like that. If we win those next two games, I think we're at, like, a 95% chance to make the playoffs.
If the Giants lose out, does that mean the Seahawks come in?
Giants, the Seahawks would overtake the Giants. Because Seahawks have a very light schedule. Yeah. They have a very light schedule coming up in which they do play games against
division opponents
and the 49ers. So.
And the Rams next week.
I wouldn't say their schedule is light.
Yeah, they're going to get right game. Schedule is
not light in terms of the Seahawks perspective.
Hmm.
I think for the Seahawks, if you're looking at it,
for a juggernaut like, you know, the Eagles, yeah, it'd be light. But
no, I think if you're the you're going to be favored in that game, so I would
favored
say
in, like, every game.
Yeah, that would be light
at this point. Yeah,
but like, for example, they were favored in this Raiders game.
Exactly.
But they lost. But I felt like that was a huge letdown opportunity for them.
I think the Ravens slip out.
We'll see. I do think the Ravens slip out. I think the wheels come off for the Ravens. I think they're going to have one massive, another heartbreak loss.
Well, they're 2-0 in the division right now.
They're 2-0 in the division. That helps them. That really does help them.
Wait until game 2.
I have to check their final like, six-game schedule. They already had their bye. But if... I mean, 7-4 is not bad either. I think the Ravens... It's lining up for the Ravens to make the playoffs. I should say that. Everything's kind of falling for them right way for them to make the playoffs. Because if it comes down to it, them and the Jets have a better record. They have the head-to-head over the Jets. They beat them in week one. If the Bengals win the division.
They get the danger witch this week.
The
and
bad
then after...
thing is a lot of they're 2-0 in the division, and the Steelers are starting to play well. Bengals, they still got one more game in Cincinnati.
They play the Steelers in 14.
It looks like they still have two more games against the Browns, right? Oh, no, they already beat the Browns.
No, they play it goes Broncos, Steelers, Browns, Falcons, Steelers.
Okay, so that's the next five.
Yep. And then they end the season against the Bengals.
Against the Bengals.
They look forward to game two. Joe Burrow looks forward
to
game two.
I'd say the last three games of the season are huge for them.
Absolutely.
We're going into a December stretch of games and playoffs because I did not think there'd be this much parity around the league and this many teams fighting for a spot, you know. So there's going to be a lot, especially in the AFC side. I thought the AFC side was very kind of cut and dry, but it's really the Patriots and the Jets and the Dolphins, for this matter, that are just the Patriots and the Jets that are kind of like messing everything up.
Man, how cool would it be to have both all of the NFC East and all of the AFC East in the playoffs?
I'm good off seeing the Patriots in the playoffs.
So am I.
I'm good off seeing the Patriots.
I'm done.
Last thing I want to see is a Jets-Patriots game in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'd see a Jets-Patriots game.
It's like watching your favorite cartoon over and over.
Another 3-3 game.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's like, I've seen enough.
Yeah, I'm good with the Patriots in the playoffs. Honestly,
I'm good with the Steelers in the playoffs.
I mean, the Steelers aren't making the playoffs.
They're not, but yeah, I'm just trying to name off teams. I'm just tired of, like, seeing.
Okay, don't worry.
I'm done with the Seahawks being in the playoffs, for real. Like, I've had
enough. They're in the hunt. They're in the hunt.
And we've already closed the Saints chapter. Like, I used to hate Saints.
No, I mean,
I hate the Saints, too.
Saints, yeah, we're not.
Yeah, yeah, and no shout out to the Saints for scoring 0 points.
I think the Seahawks, I'd like to see the Seahawks team. There's some teams I didn't see who would be playoff contenders. Like, for example, I still think the Seahawks will fall off. And, like, I think only one team from the NFC West will make the playoffs, and that would be the 49ers, whoever wins it. I'm really starting to buy hype into this three teams in the NFC East making it. All four teams in the NFC East making it. But I do still think the Giants fall off because just their schedule is just too hard down the street.
They're also 0-2 in the division.
They're already 0-2 in the division.
They only played the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, now they got the Commanders.
They got us. They got you guys. So
I was gonna say, yeah, like, you know, that's
this is four. Going to be four straight divisional games for them.
Brady has a come see, come saw type of schedule. His next six.
I mean, you don't know. I mean, the Bucs are terrible. So
they're so bad. They got
the Falcons are one game out of it.
They're 1-3 in the division.
So. They have.
If anything, I feel like the Panthers have a better shot at, you know, dethroning the Buccaneers because of the 3-1.
That big win.
Whoever wins that division is going to
have that big win against them earlier in the season too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Brady, I was going to say he has three get right games, but it's looking like two because the Panthers did beat them. They get their biggest challenge is going to be the 49ers and the goddamn Bengals, but then they get the Saints, Cardinals, and Panthers.
Who's this? The
Buccaneers. That's not no particular order. I just named off their hard ones on the.
Well, I mean, we thought the Buccaneers would win.
Oh, and they end the season against the Falcons.
Well, okay, so I mean, with the NFC South, it's not really that the issue being. I mean, we could like kind of just throw them to the side because there's only going to be one person out of there, one team out of there.
I think it's the Panthers. Gonna be a division winner. I'm going to put the Panthers down. Fuck it.
Stop it. Panthers. I like it. No, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I like
red gold.
Well, the Falcons play tough. They play really tough. They play good ball. And I like the nice physical team. Play defense, can run the ball. But just Mariota, he's not going
to
get it done.
So, Omar, you're picking the Panthers to win the NFC South. So,
yeah,
I'd love to hear, some of your –
Falcons.
Or, sorry, the Falcons. Yeah, I'd love to hear your Week 13 pick-ems.
Oh, really? So, we can start right there.
By the way, Omar is a degenerate gambler. We got to say that. Like, once a fan,
Omar,
sports
can, I mean,
live,
he won.
He won.
I can't. Yeah, I can't. Well, yeah. They hate on him. He won.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you want to take gambling advice from anybody in this podcast, that's
don't
your guy.
Take it from him. No, don't take it from them.
Huh?
I mean, don't take it from him.
I mean, I should be.
This
I mean,
man will just bet on anything.
I'm willing and doing.
Yeah, bro.
if
he had a chance, like, he would bet on what the players would have for breakfast.
Nah, that's too hard to predict. I can't even predict if they're going to find the end zone.
Bills and Patriots. Well, we'll start with that one.
Oh, it's the Thursday night football
game.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
At the Patriots. Bills. Easy.
I mean, yeah.
Bills are desperate. They have to get a win. They have to get a win. This is a must-win for the Bills.
They're 0-2 in the division.
But what if they
have to? They have to get a win in the division.
They miss out on the playoffs for being 0-4.
If they lose this divisional game, the Bills are in serious – they could miss out on the playoffs. They could possibly miss out on the playoffs. It's possible.
Yeah, man, I mean – Bills.
Bills all day, bro. Josh Allen, you got
to... Like, it'll be a funny scenario if they lost. That'd be like, damn.
It's setting up for a disappointment, man. They've been playing really close games. Setting up for that.
All right. Colts and Cowboys.
The Sunday night football game. It's at Dallas and Jerry World. I'm going with the Cowboys.
The Sunday night football, I think, is Dolphins Chargers.
No. That's next week.
That's next week. My bad. Yeah, just keep it.
That's week 14. All
right. Colts and Cowboys. You going to... In Jerry World... I'm going to go with the Colts. Last time they played each other.
You clearly didn't watch the Monday night game if you're going with the Colts.
Huh?
Did you watch the Monday night game?
Can you pick
I watched it. I watched it.
Okay.
Can you pick
no,
it?
No, like.
Tore them up.
Look, I believe in history, right? And history tends to repeat itself. Last time they played, the Colts, well, they were hot. You know, they had, I think, Andrew Luck at the time.
They did have Andrew Luck, not the ghost of Matt Ryan.
Yeah. But they shut out the Cowboys 23-0. That was after the Cowboys beat the Eagles in a pivotal, crucial division game in 2018. So, historically, the Cowboys tend to struggle against the Colts.
Okay, but, that's not this year, buddy. Cowboys all the way. Are you kidding me? Get the fuck out of here. All
right, I mean, duh.
You watch that? Did you watch Matt Ryan?
Huh?
Did you watch Matt Ryan? You think he's going to be able to throw or do anything on the Cowboys?
You can run the ball on them.
Yeah, but when you're one-dimensional and can only run the ball on them, because ain't no way they're throwing shit on the Cowboys.
I mean, the thing is, all right, so what I've noticed, teams like to attack. Who's number 30 on the Cowboys?
I don't know.
Yeah, so if they could get them isolated in single coverage, they're going to try to throw a long ball. So I could expect Michael Pittman to have a pretty solid game. And then
on Trayvon Paris Campbell. Psych.
Nope. Or Paris Campbell.
Anthony Brown.
Okay, they...
Or Alec Pierce.
No, none of them.
Look, bro. I was...
Hey, I'm not one of those dudes who gives my... I'm not going to pick... Give my listeners picks I wouldn't put money on. Alright? Because I know damn well you would not pick the Cowboys, actually. I mean, pick the Colts to win that game.
I always like to go for an upset on some of my bets.
There's better upsets, bro. You can pick the Giants over the Commanders. That's an upset.
Yeah, but it ain't going to pay out like the Colts upsetting the Cowboys.
What about Texans upsetting the Browns? The return of Deshaun Watson.
You're just like our boy Camille. The Texans.
Shout out to KG.
Except I know how to.
That was irresponsible. That's an egregious foul.
All right. Let me call 1-800
Gamblers. I'm not picking the Colts.
The 1-2
with
the,
my enemies account.
It's fine, bro. I'm just saying.
Out of all the five bets I take in a year,
you took the Colts.
Yeah.
Okay. Kenneth Gainwell touchdown.
The Colts. This guy doesn't even know how to bet on his own team properly.
Hey, I did. Yo, I almost got it, but then Christian Watson had a 74-yard touchdown or something like that, like 60-something.
See, clearly a guy doesn't know how to gamble.
I don't gamble.
Saints and Buccaneers.
Saints and Buccaneers.
Oh, my God. The Monday Night Football game. Another mid football
game. They gotta flex these games out of like
For real. Dolphins 49ers would be a great Monday night game, but Buccaneers. Saints didn't score single point against
Bucks, man. Against coming off a really bad loss. Saints are looking like ass.
Unless they start Jameis.
Jameis definitely had to like.
Jameis needs to come back.
His back is broken, bro.
He must have cussed
from
out
all
the
that
coach.
Team he's put. He's yeah, putting
exactly.
On.
All the 30 players he's putting on his back.
All the motivational speeches he's given and
30
not getting
touchdowns,
on the
30 picks. I was down on the man.
Titans and Eagles. This is a big game. Titans at Eagles.
Eagles for sure.
I'm definitely going with the birds because we saw the Titans do a very bad mistake by hitting the punter against the Bengals.
Look,
they make self-inflicted wounds, and if we stop there, Kenry Jordan Davis is coming back. We're gonna Tannehill's not gonna want to throw the ball on us.
The reason, I mean, like, yeah, they have all the tools that could beat us, and
they have the
team
best
build
back.
That could keep us off. They have a running game that could keep Jalen Hurts off the field. But the thing is, like, Jalen Hurts is the it factor. He's the equalizer.
We're running right
back on
whatever
spy,
them.
Whatever game plan. He's better than most of, like, a lot of the athletes that are on the field, if not the best athlete on the field, and because of that. He always gives the Eagle the edge.
It might be a shootout.
I don't think it's going to be a shootout.
It's going to be a low scoring.
I think it's going to be a run fest.
I mean, shit. The Packers game was a run fest shootout.
Well, I think it's going to be like grinded out run fest.
Yeah. More of a slug type.
Mo, you hit it right on the head, man. Like, the difference maker in this game is Jalen Hurts. And just, he'll probably be able to make one, two, or three plays. That'll be difference maker in this game with his legs and just extending plays and maybe picking up a third down when the play was broken down, being able to pick up that crucial third down and extending a drive.
Yep.
So I think that's going to be the big difference for the Eagles. I'll take the Eagles in this one.
He keeps saying it too. Jalen Hurts says, like, yeah, well, we've been proponents of leaving too much money on the table. I think this is the week we turn it around.
Yeah. Ain't going to be no money left once he signs that bag. I'll tell you that.
Dolphins 49ers.
Dolphins 49ers. Give me Tua Tagovailoa, who's having a historic season, undefeated as a starter.
Yeah, man, same, bro. I got the Dolphins here. They're small underdogs in this game. But give me the Dolphins all the way. Right now, a better version, a more explosive version, I should say, of this 49ers team. Jeff Wilson revenge game. Mostert revenge game. I got Tyreek Hill as being offensive player of the year. Mike McDaniel as well, revenge game.
Also, 49ers are banged up.
So I'm taking Miami.
Yeah, no, I'll take Miami. And
I like it.
I really feel like the 49ers are going to get exposed. Everyone keeps talking about the 49ers this, the 49ers that. They're a good team. Don't get me wrong. They're a good team.
They're a scary good team. But don't get me wrong.
Bro,
they're banged up. And
bro,
the Dolphins are just as scary.
They were only able to put up 13 points.
Yeah.
Against the Saints.
Against
the
Saints.
Saints have a good defense.
Yeah, Saints really fucked up.
You can still
game.
Score points on them.
That's
what the good teams do, bro. They'll still
didn't
find
the
Ravens, a way.
Like, score like the, 30 points?
The Cowboys have a good defense. The Eagles find a way to score 26.
Yeah.
26 is like middle of
the
pack. The
Vikings
had
a quote unquote good defense. I know I don't believe they have a good defense, but they had a good defense and they gave up 40.
26
at home
is
to
what
Dallas.
You need for one team to get the over. So that's like average. I agree with Moody on that one. Yeah.
But still, like 13 points, you couldn't even get half of that.
Terrible. I mean, maybe they just kept running the
bro,
ball.
Yeah, all right, you tell me a team scored 13 points. Well, what would I tell you? Well, what would you think? They won or lost? I would be like, they definitely lost. Unless they're playing the Saints.
I would ask how many points they let up.
Didn't they lose to the Bears 9-13 or was it 10?
Yeah, bro, don't forget they lost to the Broncos. They lost to the Danger Witch.
They did lose it to Danger, which is
don't forget. Like, everyone just seems to have forgotten about that.
Yeah, because that was so
they're
long
shiny
ago.
4-0 in the division.
That was so long ago. Like, that was literally week two.
That was week three, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and then every time I say, well, the Eagles crushed the Vikings, but, oh, that was week two.
Yeah, that's true because that does not matter. Beginning of the season does
it
not
doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
It doesn't matter, but let's say the Eagles and the Vikings end up with the same record at the end of the year. That week two game will be the tiebreaker. That will determine the difference between a bye week versus playing in the wild card round.
Okay, and then if they beat you guys in the playoffs, it wouldn't matter, correct?
We wouldn't see each other in the playoffs because we have completely different paths.
Well, I guess you would at some point in the NFC Championship game. You'd have to, correct?
In the chip game.
If they make it there. But
if
like,
you
good.
Guys make it there too.
But the thing is, the chance is narrow if you have to play in the wild card weekend.
Vikings are losing to the Cowboys in the divisional round. Wild card round.
Well, yeah, no. I think with the Vikings, I mean, like I said, they're showing a lot of cracks right now. But I still believe that the beginning of the season completely does not matter, especially now. The 49ers completely were not the same team they are now.
Yeah.
And I think, so you could talk about them playing the Broncos and whatnot, and them losing to the Broncos. They also lost to the Falcons, you know. You have your own excuses about the Falcons or your own judgment about the Falcons. Falcons are still a pretty good team, you know.
They play hard.
So, yeah. I don't buy into the hype. Like, oh, we blew them out in the what was the final score? 24-10?
7-7.
24-7?
Look,
yeah.
Look, okay, yeah, you guys beat them in week two. And primetime Kirk Cousins is a thing, by the way. It 100%.
All we got to do is put in a prime time in the championship game.
See, all I'm going to say is that, I mean, the 49ers lost to the Falcons. The 49ers have 4 losses on the year, right? One team is 10-1. So, like, until the two teams play each other, we can't really argue that.
Yeah, you're trying to say,
the Eagles lost to the Commanders, who is currently sitting at 7-5 and holding that final wild card spot in the NFC.
As always, shout out to the NFCs.
Yeah, per usual. I'm just saying, bro. I'll take the Eagles all day.
All
right. I'm sure we're going to come back to this conversation again in the future. So
probably.
A week or two.
Probably, yeah. Because I don't want you to toot your own team's horn all the time. And then come January when we record a pod, I will say I told you so.
Anyways.
I'll say while we're watching the game, I told you so. It never works when you're tooting your own horn.
Just remember that.
And like Michael Jordan said when you're holding the bat, man.
Browns and Texans.
Browns, hey. Deshaun Watch Watson. This drive. Deshaun Watson coming back. Watch this revenge drive right here. He better go first and 10, shotgun, deep pass to Mark Cooper.
Deep pass or fucking run it down. I'm gonna stomp a mud hole on these Texans.
So, yeah, we all agree the Browns, for sure. Yeah.
100. I was going to say Texans, but I
don't even know
I
who's more,
Deshaun Watson on
who's
the
more guilty in this, the fucking owner of the Texans or Deshaun Watson?
Bro, I know is that Texans game they went to – when we Commanders played Texans, there was no one in the stands. Like absolutely,
no Texans fans.
Like, yeah, like 100 people max. Maybe like 1,000 people max.
Oh
I'd
shit,
say.
That was the JJ Watt Alex Smith game.
No. I'm talking about this past game, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, they gave him.
Oh shit, that's right. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. Chiefs Bengals.
Wow. Damn.
Hope. Rematch.
It is a rematch.
This could be easily Monday Night Football game, but you know.
I think Chiefs handle them. I do believe the Chiefs handle them.
Yeah.
Of revenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs get their revenge.
Even though the Bengals, like you said, they did get a really big win against the Titans.
They did get a really big win.
It was a hard win, too.
They do get Jamar Chase back, but I do think that the Chiefs just...
I don't think they should risk it. I don't think they should risk, you know, if he's...
No, they got to bring him. They got to get him. He's
also, they lost Joe Mixon, the concussion protocol.
Yeah, I think Joe Mixon
he'll be good. Too. I think it's just the rules are like, you get away a certain amount of days type shit. 10 days.
Yeah.
Chargers and Raiders.
Give me the 2-time overtime winning champions back-to-back weeks. Back-to-back like I'm Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs against.
If you guys recall, these two teams played on week one, and the Raiders could have won that game, but really poor decision-making by Derek Carr threw a few bad interceptions in that game. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Raiders in this one. They're going to be at home. They're coming off two amazing wins, two high wins on the road. Their home fans are going to be there to greet them. And give me the Raiders in this one, man.
Yeah, give me the Raiders too. I mean, they've been playing really good since Antonio Brown dropped the Derek Carr pick.
Really, the two walk off touchdowns in overtime. Those were really something incredible. Like,
yeah,
it feels like, you know, God's on their side in these games now. Derek Carr's prayers being answered.
Hey, he's
done miracles on me.
He's done miracles on me, brother.
Yeah. Packers and Bears for this game, man. I feel like I need to know. The injury report going in, is Aaron Rodgers playing or is Jordan Love playing? Is
Justin Fields playing or is it
Trevor Siemian?
Is this another
QB? I don't think it matters because I think the Bears are just terrible. With that being said, the
Packers do still own the Bears, and the Bears are a terrible team and organization up until this point. So, yeah, I'm taking the pack in this
game. I think the Packers will win this game on special teams or defensive plays or maybe a rushing touchdown if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play.
I mean, I think if Jordan Love plays, then the Bears are really done for. And I think they have a better chance of actually if Aaron Rodgers
plays. Yeah, actually, you know what? They do have a better chance of winning against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Lions beat Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Lions would beat Aaron Rodgers. Jaguars at Lions. Lions are actually just on
favorite.
Right. Yeah, no. Lions are underdogs in this
really?
One. Jaguars are favorite.
Yeah. Is it the Cat Bowl? Give me the Jags.
Oh, interesting.
Doug Peterson probably knows what he's doing.
Give me the Lions in this one. I would get at home.
Yeah, I would get to take Lions too. Doug Peterson has never beat the Lions.
Oh, he's never beat the Lions, but he's beating Jared Goff.
Yeah, but
see, Mo, this is why you're a little like he's never beaten this team, but he has beaten this guy. Those don't work.
This is Jared Goff, bro. That only works when Vegas knows something.
That's what I call revisionist history.
That only works when Vegas knows something. Like, you know, when it was like last week.
They're coming off a really bad L. And I just think right now, I think the Jaguars are coming off a really big high. Lions coming off a really bad L.
I might go over. Both these teams can't
play. I like the over in this one, but I think Jaguars kind of a little bit of a letdown.
It is Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, that's
and also Lions. I think the Lions will be able to run the ball on them.
You know, well, that's a great argument.
They did lose ETN.
I really do think that Doug Peterson never beating the Lions is a better argument because.
That's your take, bro. That's your take. Okay. I mean,
because it has happened before.
I mean, but he has been Jared Goff.
As you tell me, that's a very small sample size you're using.
How many times he played them?
Three.
Yeah, it's a very small sample size, sir.
Wait, one. He's 0-2.
He's going off.
0-2, even smaller. Thank you.
0-2.
Can't
believe you'd be so anti-Doug Peterson.
Jets, Vikings. This game, actually, I mean, kind of easy game for the Vikings, right? But Jets, very strong defense. Jets and Vikings, who you got? I don't know what the quarterback situation is going to look like either for the Jets.
Oh, Vikings, for sure.
You taking Vikings?
There's no way in hell you start Zach Wilson after a game that Mike
White had. Yeah, after another Mike White great game, no way you start Zach Wilson.
You have to apologize after losing the whole team for not taking accountability, like we mentioned last week. I'm definitely going with the Vikings. Even if Mike White starts.
I think Vikings, too. I just love it because I want both teams to win.
Like, if Mike White starts, it might go over.
Because I really want the Jets to make the playoffs. I really want the Jets to make the playoffs. But also, I think the Vikings see that loss to the Cowboys kind of blew their chances at number one pick. But they still see that, you know, they need to win these games to get, number one seed. They still need to win these games to stay apart with the Eagles. Because still, right now, they're one win away, one game behind the Eagles. And you don't know what can happen. I'm not sure about the Eagles down the stretch. You guys have an easy schedule, I believe, down the stretch.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I think it's hard. We got the Cowboys. We got to go to play the Giants twice.
I don't think the Giants are a challenge.
We got to play the Bears.
See, Mo's being realistic. NFC East games are challenges. As you saw in that Monday night game.
I'm going to judge it by tomorrow.
We got to play the Saints.
Judge it by Sunday.
Because we tend to play down to our opponents. So, like, you know, some of the Bears and Saints bad habits might rub off on our players.
If B-Rob rips off 100 yards on the Giants, I'm going to know right now the Giants are just not making the playoffs.
Commanders and Giants. So who you got?
The Commies. I just said right now. Give me my boy B-Rob with the big-ass hats.
Ohio, who you taking?
Yeah, the Commies.
I'm also got to go with the Commies. Just left hand up. Playing left hand up.
Who are we?
The Commanders.
Who are y'all?
Like, we're playing so well right now. Really great complimentary football, even though we need to fix it on the offensive end. I think the Giants are just hitting that wall.
There's small small things you gotta just like fine tune.
The Giants, yeah. You know, that's for the last decade.
Yeah. and
I think the best part about the Giants is Saquon Barkley and Brian Daboll.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, 100%. Seahawks and Rams. Seahawks, yeah.
Seahawks.
Without a question.
Is Stafford still, like, not playing?
Yeah, I think Stafford's done for the year, I believe. I believe they're going to shut him down for the year. Allen Robinson also, they're shutting him down for the year. Yeah, just a terrible year all around for the Seahawks. The worst
Super Bowl champions ever.
100%. Right, that's going to do it for us. Hope you all enjoyed the show. We'll catch y'all next week. Enjoy more World Cup and soccer and football.
And shout out to America.
Big shout out to America. America.
America. Fuck yeah.